head up and dance. Connect the dots. When you hear the music, get up and dance. I don't care if you're on a spacecraft. Get up and dance. Hey, it's time to connect the dots. If there's any extraterrestrials listening, hey, tune in clearly because you're part of the equation, whether you know it or not. Yeah, we've all heard about what's coming, and you're going to help make it happen. Isn't that right? It's called the event. I've been talking about it for quite a while now. And guess what? Those of us that are aware about it, we can hardly wait. You know, free replicators for everybody and all kinds of goody things, med beds with cures that don't use toxic chemicals or anything, you know, real cures. That's why we all can't wait. You know, we want the tachyon chambers. We want the med beds. We want the free replicators. And we want free energy, too. And we need free energy. Hey, this whole stupid thing with the going on with the war, I mean, of course, it's more than stupid. It's part of the final battle. We need to talk about it. We need to pay attention to what's going on here. And I'm not talking about what they say on the mainstream media news on the regular stations here in America, you know, 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 11. And even with the new numbers, the 2100s. You know, it's digital now, 21.001, 0.003, 0.005, and all those other stations, the newsy station, 31.007, all fake news, you know, especially when you compare it to what's being revealed on the internet. In case you guys didn't know, hey, this is your host, Tom Edison. This is a call-in radio show, 888-627-6008. If you've got something important to say, you can just call in. And, you know, we'll have a small discussion about it. Meanwhile, back to what's going on with the news. Like, I'm on Twitter. My hashtag is... Tom Edison Prez, B-R-E-Z. And, you know, you go on Twitter, they have the little news feed over to the right. If you're not aware of that, hey, you can go on and view Twitter. But if you don't belong to it, you can view the tweets that people are doing. You might not be able to interact with it, but they have that little news feed over on the right-hand side of the screen. And one of the items today is the missiles hit Odessa and Mariupol. Mariupol, however they say it, there in Ukraine. Now, just a couple of days ago, there was released some amazing information on Twitter. You can find amazing information out there. About from people who have connection with the Galactic Federation, you know, some of them call themselves starseed. Some of them are just, I guess, informed. And here's the real deal with why are missiles hitting Odessa and Mariupol, Ukraine? Well, there appears to be underground bases there that the bad guys, the cabal, the dark forces are hiding out in underground bases. And so what's going on here apparently is Russia knows about some of this stuff, and they're helping the good guys out here on Earth. And they're not the bad guys. That's why the news media wants to paint them out as the bad guys. And they aren't targeting those cities just for the joy of targeting cities. It's because they know the real bad guys who rule our world from behind the scenes. They're holed up in these pits, they're called. They don't go below 90 feet anymore because the resistance, the white hat guys that work with the Galactic Federation that are getting rid of the bad guys, they have been able to remove all the bad guys below 90 feet, hiding out deeper in the center of the Earth. So they've been doing a lot of work cleaning up our world, but there's still strongholds in these pits. And some, two of the most biggest ones are in Ukraine, below the city of Odessa and below Mariupol, right below that steel plant, in fact, where they're telling you that we're supposed to feel sorry for the people holed up in the steel plant. Meanwhile, it's the dark forces, those no-good so-and-sos who have been destroying our world for thousands upon thousands of years. They're holed up under that steel plant in Mariupol. And if anything, we should give the Russians credit for knowing where the real bad guys are and trying to target them and get them out and destroy them, really, because these evil creatures that have destroyed our world for thousands of years, they don't deserve anything, any kindness, especially when they're diehards and willing to create havoc and war. Yeah, these are, it's not the Russians, it's the evil group that controls the world. The ETs call them the Cabal. We call them things like the Dark Forces, the Illuminati, whatever, and all the groups that make up this cabal of dark people, you know, along with the bankers, the ones who really control the war, the world, our world, still controlling it from behind the scenes. So it's important to understand that's what's really going on here. And if you know how to think and reason, you know, this sob story, you got that rich Ukrainian guy, Zelensky, Shminsky, whatever his name is. You know, he's nothing but a puppet of the demons. And he's filthy rich, the information has come out. Yeah, filthy rich, you know. And he's asking the world for weapons to try to protect the bad guys who are holed up in Ukraine. That's right. That's the real story, what's going on. And all these things about atrocities being taken against, innocent people in Ukraine, chances are these are false flag operations set up by the dark forces to make the Russians look bad and to get everyone angry at the Russians, you know, because that's what they want. They want just any conflict going on, continuing. Even though they know that they are going to be taken out, it's just a matter of time. And I really hope the Russians bombard those places deep enough to get rid of these evil creatures. That some of them don't even have a business on our world. Some of them are extraterrestrials like reptilians and Dracos and other bad-type creatures. And so I just want to let everybody know this is what's going on. This is part of the final battle between good and evil. Evil's holed up under these cities of Odessa and Mariupol, and supposedly there's 1,000 other cities. And then there's the, you know, these other horrible agencies known as Defense Threat Reduction Agency, DTRA, D-T-R-A. They're another bad group out there, along with the WHO, the World Health Organization. Yeah, another bad group. And we can't forget the other bad participants like Big Pharma. And just about every government in the world now is corrupt. That's right. Oh, yeah, I had to take a drink of refreshing water. The most refreshing solvent in the world is water. But you want to drink good water. It has to be spring water or reorganized water. Do you know that you can reorganize your water to be in perfect crystalline shape? You can do it several ways. You can put it out in the sun, light for a certain amount of time. The sun will purify it. And you also can do it with your mind. Mind over matter. That's right. You know, you can sit in front of a bowl of water before you drink it and think only good things. Think gratitude. Think that you want to it to reshape itself to be perfect crystal in shapes, mostly hexagons. In fact, Dr. Emoto from Japan, the late Dr. Emoto, did research where he took photography of water, and he had pictures of chaotic water and perfect water. The perfect water was obtained by saying prayers over the water to make it perfect. And the picture of the water changed completely. It went from chaotic water that had was like chaos, to perfectly shaped hexagon crystals. And he proves that mind over matter works and that you can make the water better with your mind. And by all means, do not drink tap water and don't even waste your time trying to make it pure. Start with something better like spring water, and you can make it even purer by saying prayers over it, showing gratitude for it, and thinking in your mind, envisioning perfect crystalline shapes like snowflakes. You know, they have a perfect hexagonal shape. And hexagonal shapes are part of the makeup of not only Earth, but the universe, too. It's a common shape. And sometimes the two-dimensional shape is representing a three-dimensional shape, you know? Well, you need to study that. And the best way to begin an education with that is to get my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's it. Google it. You know, for a mere $5 to $7, you can have that book downloaded to you, and you can start learning. It's a teaching book. Sure, it's called Connect the Dots Theory, but it's not theory. It's fact. It's discovered the things I've discovered, truth. And it's a beginner's education to understanding the underlying weave of physical reality. Plus, it has pictures of the amazing creatures that exist on our world that are just out of sight from our vision. You know, human vision has... the parameters of human vision are very limited, and just out of our sight is other entities flying around at night that leave light trails that the camera can pick up. And my book has pictures of those flying creatures leaving the light trails, plus many pictures of other things, unusual-looking spacecraft hovering over areas where people are gathering. And the pictures in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, no one has identical pictures to what I have. So if you want to see some new, fresh pictures of things that no one has ever revealed before publicly, it's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Plus, it explains what's going on with the pictures. Doesn't just hang them out there for you to ooh and goo at. It explains what you're looking at. You know, that's one of the, and I'm not in no way saying my book is better or worse than any other book. What I'm saying is I have things in my book that no one else has in any other book. And pictures speak a thousand words, and I've got them, you know, at least 75 great ones in that book. And the book is not even 200 pages long, you know, I think it's... Well, you can find out by just Googling it, exactly how many pages, and look at the table of contents. I have 14 chapters. Plus, you know, the book is a historical invention. I created a new way of putting together a book. 14 chapters, and every chapter starts with page one. You know? So, if you have a problem with that, well, you have to get used to it. You have a problem with it, but you can get used to it, and I think I've got a better way of doing it, and that's why I did it that way. I'm a creative person, and I decided I wanted to make it different and better, not just different, but better. But I also have explanations for things. You know, like to take a book like, which is a really a large encyclopedia, that famous book called The Bible. It's a collection of 66 or more books, depending on what Bible you're reading. And they don't really explain too much in that book, you know, in those 66 books. And believe me, I know. Because I studied it for years, and there was just too many unanswered questions, which led me to other books that had the answers. And, you know, if you have a problem listening to that, you're the one with the problem, not me, but I know what I'm talking about. You know, it's important to have ethics in this world. And I quote the Bible once in a while. One of my favorite statements is in the book of Mark, Chapter 9, verse 35, it talks about if you want to be the leader of everybody, you have to be the servant of everybody, and those are my ethics. That's why I'm, again, running for president of the United States as a write-in candidate. Look, you'll find out all about it. Hey, go to BBS Radio, look up my show, you know, connect the dots. It's listed, you know, it's listed at the end of Saturday, like from 12:01 a.m. to 1 a.m. Saturday night Central Time. Yeah, I'm doing the show from New York, so my show, when I tweet about it on Twitter, I mention my time zone, the Eastern Daylight Time Zone. Daylight because it's daylight savings times. What are we saving? Who the hell knows? We're not really saving anything, but that's what they call it, daylight savings time. So in the Eastern time zone, my show starts at 1 a.m. and ends at 2 a.m. Right now, if I look at the clock on the wall, it says it's exactly 1:17 a.m. So anyhow, I just wanted to straighten everybody up at the beginning of the show. That's what's going on. Really, the Russians are against the dark forces that rule our world. And they're doing their part to try to get rid of some now, and that's under the disguise of invading the Ukraine. And that's part of the picture. If you don't think that's part of the picture, well, hey, prove to us all it's not part of the picture. But I use my intuition when I hear these things, and I know how to correlate things and make sense. And what they're saying makes sense, because the clearing of the underground bases has been going on for a couple of years. I've been following this thing for 4 years, basically. And they're still clearing out some things above in the sky. You know, the atmosphere, here's a little bit of information. This is an educational show. That's why it's called Connect the Dots. The air in the sky changes, I believe, 8 miles above. The atmosphere changes a bit. And you'll find all kinds of things up there, supposedly, because it's a different area of sky. You know, there's an old rock and roll record from the last century. It was called 8 Miles High. That's right. So that probably was a clue. You know, the human race is being given clues all the time. In fact, there are games being played between the unseen entities, the good ones, and us. The humans, the physical ones, and they have a right to do this because it's a co-creation universe. Co-creation is the way. They will try to give hints about hidden realities by influencing the people who write songs, so that information is included in that. People who perform and make public statements, and influence the people who make the movies to include bits of information that clue us into unseen realities. Yes, this is going on. You know, it's been going on. If you, even with the fake news, you'll see it going on. If you look back and think of the names of some of the people that make it onto the fake news and what they're involved in and what happened, and the name kind of told you before it happened. Like there was the General Petraeus. Well, he betrayed us, okay? But it was in the name there. I had a laugh when I first heard of General Petraeus. No, General, don't betray us, please. But that was his name, and he was Petraeus eventually. He did something he wasn't supposed to. So anyhow, there's countless funny things that they're trying to do, the other co-creators of the universe that co-create with us, the unbeknown to us. But I'm telling you, this is what is going on. You know, if you're paying attention, funny names attached to people, and there's a connection somehow, you know, whether these people were destined do something bad, and when their name was given to them or something. You know, sometimes things are planned way in advance, sometimes thousands of years in advance, sometimes just months in advance or years in advance. But many things get planned out in advance, and then they materialize into reality. Well, if you understand the concept of mind over matter, you can understand that when you put a thought out there in the universe, and the universe, this is how the universe is designed to happen. Your thoughts are instantaneous, basically. You know, I picked it up in a book called The Crystal Connection. Great book if you can find it. Rare book. Out of print, out of date. But the people that wrote that book had the knowledge. And they revealed that thoughts travel at 10 to the 42nd power. You know, a lot of you might not understand what that means. That means the number 10 with 42 zeros behind it. There isn't even a word. You know, it's beyond gazillion. So it's basically, 10 with 42 zeros behind it, miles per second, your thoughts are traveling way faster than that so-called limit of light at 186,000 miles per second. And everything is made out of light. That's when we're talking 186,000 miles per second, what they teach you in school, that's physical light. But there's all types of light, you know, that's just the kind that we're used to, you know, the kind that we can visualize with our human eye parameters. That's all it is. That's the limitation. But things like your thoughts, 10 to the 42nd power, 10 with 42 zeros behind it, miles per second, that's instantaneous. So when you think something, your thoughts go out there in the universe, and all energy follows thought. And the universe is filled with energy there, and when you project your thoughts, a picture is being, it's like a pictographic language goes out there of what you're thinking. And the universe, like an obedient computer, attempts to, except it's a living system, the universe, it attempts to turn your thoughts into a reality to appear in the physical realm here at some point in time. It might be instantaneous, or it could be later, a week later, a month later, a year later, a decade later. But all our thoughts are put out there, and immediately, because thoughts are instantaneous, the universe takes those thoughts and tries to materialize them into some kind of thing that will show up at some point in time. And that's how the universe is set up to work. Of course, you didn't learn this in school because they didn't indoctrination of public school didn't want you to learn too much. They wanted to learn, teach you how to, and if you can think back what it was like when you were in public school, they wanted to teach you how to be responsive to bells and commands, because that's what school, became part of that from the day you sat in kindergarten. There was always a bell ringing. Okay, it was time for lunch, or okay, the bell at the 3:15 ended the day or something like that. Or when you get into junior high and high school and you change classes, bells are ringing, you know? And then there's the commands given by the teachers, these old grumpy fogies. Many of them were. Occasionally, if you were in school, you were lucky to have a young teacher in the early 20s. Or something like that, but they were giving you commands. So you were basically learning how to accept this system of commands and bells. And that way, when you got out into the workplace, you had your time card to click in the factory, and they had bells there too, or whistles or something like that. And then, of course, if you went to became a criminal and got caught and went to jail, it's the same thing, commands and whistles and bells, and you have to respond to them appropriately, or there are penalties to pay. And that's the kind of world they designed for us, you know? We give you the right to go to school. Not most of us didn't want to go. We were forced to go. And we give you the right to get a job, assuming somebody wants to hire you, and we give you the right to work your ass off for your whole life instead of enjoying life and having fun. And this is what they had in mind for us. And many of us have lived a good portion of our lives like this, but how were we to know better since the whole system had been in place for thousands of years? You know, probably the freest time humanity had were certain segments of the last century. This century, the kids growing up now, right now, they're getting cheated out of their childhood in many, many ways, and they're being over-manipulated, forced to wear masks and stuff like that. Good thing, and a lot of the mask routines have come down the last couple of days, and you see the crazy president in the U.S. here, and this guy is crazy. We don't even know if he's a human being. It could be a clone. It could be some imposter, shape-shifting reptilian or something. We don't know what this guy is, really. I mean, we could find out if somebody demanded it. Of course, there's nothing but chickens in the Congress, and they're all up to their neck in bribe money, and they're being blackmailed not to say anything or something like that, because the cabal, the world controls the new world order. They control every government in the world, and they surely control the president of the United States. Probably the only president in recent times they didn't control, in modern recent times, was probably Trump. That's why there was so much hate built up around him, because the world rulers didn't like this guy. He didn't want to listen and play ball with them. You know, they don't like anybody that doesn't want to follow their orders. Like Zelensky there, that Ukrainian devil. Yeah, he's nothing but a New World Order puppet. And let me just name the other ones. They're all getting played against each other. And they're all in many ways, they're all worse than Putin. And who am I talking about here? Merkel from Germany, even though she's not, she's still out there spewing evil propaganda with her big fat mouth. And then Macron the moron from France. He's another world puppet. And then there's Boris Johnson from the UK, United Kingdom. Used to be Great Britain. He destroyed it single-handedly, along with the woman before him, whatever that hag's name was. She's still part of Parliament, I think. And these are your world leaders, you know? And, of course, Trudeau from Canada, another world order puppet. And then there's that evil devil woman, Jacinda from New Zealand. You wonder, how can these people even get elected? Well, we know how they get elected. Everybody knows how to cheat. I wonder, you know, it makes you think, though, how could the people fall for this crap? You know, she was a jerk before she got reelected. How could they reelect her, you know? But I guess just like in America, the election was fraudulent, just like in every country in the world. The only place they actually resist these fraudulent elections, I think, is in Africa, where they go into a bloody war because they don't want, they're tired of playing along with the scam of the fake elections and the appointed puppet leaders of the New World Order that don't do anything for their country. In fact, they keep their citizens in poverty or lower their status, just like Great Britain's been lowered. You know, they're just a hop, skip, and a jump from being a third world country now because of the crooks in that country. And of course, that's what they want. You know, it's important to understand this. You know, it's important to focus on good things, but we have to understand how crooked the world is now. And this is the final battle between good and evil. Hey, this is also a call-in radio show, 888-627-6008, if you got something important to say. Now, let me just move on with this. China, look what the hell's going on there. They have got everybody locked up in one city of 22 million people. Won't let the people go out. They haven't even had food or something. They were having certain people, appointed people, bring food and water to them, but it's not enough. Now the people are really, they're starving their own populations. And to keep them locked up in the buildings, they're putting barbed wires in the staircases so that people can't live. There's pictures of it out there. Of course, they can be fake, too. But knowing the Chinese, I believe they would do that. They think they're going to eliminate this magical thing called COVID that has not been proven to exist. Just to remind everybody, the scamdemic was one of the biggest scams ever put across on humanity. You know, nobody has found this thing called the COVID. They started just relabeling common viruses or genetically altered viruses that would make it seem like it's something new. But in fact, the people that are getting the boosters now, if you're listening to my voice, if you were stupid enough to get, I have to say, you were stupid if you took the vaccine because you were uninformed. You know, we can call you ignorant, nicely ignorant, okay? And there's some people that just want to obey. Anybody tells me they want to obey because they were programmed in school. Obey, 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 obey. You know, if you watch that movie, classic science movie called They Live, I talk about it all the time. If there's one movie in this world that you need to watch to understand what's going on, the type of situation we're all stuck in right now, it's that 1988 movie called They Live, starring Roddy Piper, the late Roddy Piper, a very famous and entertaining professional wrestler. But he's the star of the movie, too. And when he puts on the sunglasses, he looks at every newspaper, every TV station, every billboard. It's all subliminal messages. Obey. Obey authority. Work. Consume. Obey. And it just keeps repeating. And everything you look at, your mind is capable of picking up the subliminal message. If you don't understand how easily that can be done, there's a book out there if you can find it. And I don't know. Have they closed all the bookstores yet? I mean, I joke about it, but they want to close the bookstores, really. You know, there's a book, a picture book called Magic Guide 3D. And you'll quickly learn by looking at the pictures that by simple shift of your gaze, you'll see the hidden images within the pictures. And then you'll be proving to yourself that, yeah, your mind is capable of picking up a hidden message. So if there are hidden messages behind the billboards like that movie shows you, you're picking it up and it's registering in your mind. Even if it's not consciously registering, your subconscious is registering and they're mind controlling you with subliminal messages. It's going on. You're exposed to it every day. You know, there's subliminal messages in the TV you're watching too. That's why they call it the boob tube. It's designed to make you stupid. A boob. That's a stupid person, you know. We're not talking about the anatomy parts here. The boob, you know. That's it. A boob is a stupid person. Google it. In case you're not aware of it. And there's so many things in the 21st century. The young kids growing up now, they don't know everything that happened in the 20th century. A lot of these colloquialisms, a lot of these meanings and things that the general population knew about, the young folks don't know about because they're living in the cell phone world, you know. Go out there every day, they're walking around, two people walking down the street, both looking at their cell phones instead of talking to each other. You know, we recognized this when the cell phones first came out. We saw it. Those of us that grew up before cell phones were invented. Of course, they always had them in the cartoons. You know, again, there's cartoons predicting what the future was going to be. Famous classic cartoons like Dick Tracy, where they had the wristwatches they talked into. And those little wristwatches reappear again in that movie. They live. You know, the aliens have them. And then eventually we have them now, where we can talk to each other. Who would have thought that then, you know? Because back in the 20th century, the telephone was connected to a line that went to a telephone pole. And, you know, and if you had static in your phone conversation, people would say it's squirrels on the line. Because if you ever noticed, if you ever took your face out of your cell phone and looked up at the electric lines that run between the poles, you know, they still bring electricity to houses and stuff like that. They're quickly eliminating landlines. And that's what they're called now, landlines. And they call them other things too, but you'll see squirrels. They use this to transfer from telephone pole to telephone pole and then hop on a tree. Yeah, squirrels get around. I wonder how many people listening to me have never noticed that. Well, I guess if you're in some country they don't have telephone poles, maybe you might not get to see that. But in the so-called civilized world, we have telephone poles and telephone wire lines, except they're getting rid of the lines that actually went to the telephones. That's right. They used to be called telephone poles. I think they call them utility poles now. Hey, things are changing. So anyhow, the younger kids, they're living in a cell phone world, and rather than investigate, they just click on their phone and see what, ask the phone, they talk to the phone, you can talk to your phone now, you know, what does a squirrel look like? You don't have to see a real one, you can see what it looks like on your cell phone, right? Why bother to go out? Besides, stay in your house, you know, with your 5G, that's killing you, you know, haven't talked about that in a while, but that's, those are the things we're all exposed to. We're exposed to the 5G. It's been proven to be detrimental to the health of human beings. Of course, the New World Order controls all the decision makers in the world, so they got this thing pushed out. Just another thing to sicken us with and get us to the hospital where they want to kill you. There's no qualms about it now. They just want to kill you in the hospital. Not that the doctors working there do, but the decision makers who give the orders and set up the procedures how to deal with sick people that come in. They, you know, they wrongly diagnose them, give them wrong treatments. You know, that's one of the biggest killers of people, even before the scandemic went into effect 2 years ago. It's hard to believe it's been a little over 2 years now. And you got to wonder, where's law enforcement? Where's the government that's supposed to save us from this? No, they're part of the scam now. They've joined the dark side. Yes, they have. Come on, what kind of There's nobody talking about this in government. You know, yeah, they're the ones that are supposed to be looking out for us, and there are still stupid people out there that believe the government is doing something for them. Yeah, in some rare cases we get freebies, like, hey, but they're not freebies. You know, you receive a Social Security check. Well, it's not really free. You work for that. You know, if you hadn't gone out and worked a day in your life, you wouldn't be entitled to a Social Security check. But, you know, now they're talking about giving people a living wage. Well, the living wage is probably more than people are getting on Social Security. If we encounter how the inflation has gone up and things cost so much. And of course, this was all planned. And now they're raising the price of everything again because they've got these world economic problems that they are creating on purpose. Because they want to con you into believing, yeah, it's the Russians. The whole world is going to hell because of the Russians. No, it's going to hell because of the New World Order that are in league with the evil extraterrestrials, yeah, known as the bad guys. We've been shown them in science fiction movies, you know? They come from other planets, other worlds, like movies like Mars Attacks, creepy little creatures that have no feeling or understanding. They do creepy experiments on humans. They want to create hybrids like the greys that abduct people. And of course, they have agreements with the rulers of planet Earth that they can do these things. So that's who the New World Order is. They're in bed with the evil ETs, and they're all drinking the blood of babies, and they're having sex with children, and they're just killing people and torturing people and creating all kinds of havoc and wars that never end. And this is what's ruling our world, and they have control of all the governments. You know, if there was ever a time for a revolution, well, hey, don't let me set the date, but people need to wake up, you know. There's a saying, the timekeeper has said the people's revolution is long overdue, you know. So these are all the things that we need to be concerned about, and we need to take control of governments now. Can't trust him. The whole idea of the republic, it doesn't work anymore. A republic is based on representatives. And there's just too many bad guys in the U.S. Congress, and the same problem in Great Britain, in the parliament there, and the same problem in other countries, too. Too many bad guys in the government. Usually the head person is the chief bad guy, and he's got a lot of followers. And people that support him, and that's why all the bad things keep happening, and that's why people aren't being taken care of, and that's why bad things aren't being stopped. You know, the insanity of the chemtrails, you know, private citizens found out what was in these things, poisons. There's planes are out there flying every day, you know. And taxpayers are paying for this. We're paying for the planes to get up in the sky and spray poison in the air, and not only affects our health because we get stuck breathing in some of those small deadly particles that trickle down eventually, but it also poisons the soil. You know, you want organic food now. Well, you better find out where your organic food is being grown. It practically needs to be grown in greenhouses now because of things like chemtrails, you know. You know, just because they're not using any pesticides or something like that. If it's grown out in the fresh sunshine, if the chemtrail planes are flying over it, well, those toxic particles in the chemtrails are going to land on your organic food. That's how bad it is now, you know? And your water system, don't ever drink tap water. Well, one glass won't kill you, but at the same time, it's loaded with chlorine and fluorine, fluoride, you know? Fluoride is a toxic substance. It's not the gas fluorine, which is a natural element. It's fluoride they put. They put it in your toothpaste, too. And they con you into believing it's going to help your teeth. Meanwhile, it's poisoning your body, calcifying, turning to stone your pineal gland, which is one of your most important spiritual connections. And remember this, people. You're not a body with a soul or a spirit. You're a spirit being in charge of your body. That's right. You're living a partial existence in a human body, but you are a spiritual being. And once you gain comprehension of that, then you have no reason to fear death, because you know your spirit is going to live on and just move on to into another body. I've mentioned it before, but just to remind people, it's known there are 570 type bodies that your consciousness can live in. 570. So get rid of this idea that this is the only one. That's misinformation again. Design this whole idea that this is your only life and you're going to die and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's been a con game going on for a long, long time. Because that's how they control you. They control you with putting bad ideas and make you ignorant, keep you ignorant, rather, put fear in your mind. And it's for the demons, too. They want people fearful because certain things happen in your body. They give off certain energies they can suck out of you. That's right. You know, watch the movie The Matrix. It's not far from the truth. But there's all kinds of, there's so many evils being worked against humanity. I mean, you could write 100 books about it. That's how much evil is going on. It's still going on, you know. And thankfully, the Galactic Federation, the good guys, hey, remember Star Trek? It was the Federation. Well, again, there was science fiction telling you a bit about the future, that in the future, there will be a federation that contacts planet Earth, and they have, and they're working to take the bad guys from their spacecraft. They're working to remove as many bad guys, and they have promised to land their spacecraft, just like a Twilight Zone episode or other science fiction movies from the last century. You know, whether it was the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, or whatever, there's aliens landing and showing themselves finally. And that thing will be called the event, followed by a whoosh of energy. Right now, they've opened up the light highway from the central sun. It's hitting our world. So you can connect with that personally and participate. And this is what we need to do, you know. I've spent the last 45 minutes explaining about a lot of the bad things, but we need to gain some control of the so-called authorities and get them to do the proper things dealing with all this evil being dumped on us. But at the same time, on a personal level, we need to concentrate on what we want. Like I told you in the beginning of the show, it's mind over matter. When you put good things out there in your mind about what you want to happen, we all want to be healthy. We all want to be loving. When you're walking down the street, smile at people, you know. If they don't know how to smile back, that's their hang-up, you know. Open a door for somebody. Say hello, good morning, or whatever. You know, other parts of in America here, you know, the New York metropolitan area is one of the most unfriendly places in the whole country, really. And you notice that I've lived here my whole life in this area, and you quickly become aware of it when you talk to people from other parts of America or even other countries. You see how friendly and cheerful they are compared to the people around here. Sure, we're all jaded because it's a rough environment, you know. But at the same time, we need to change that. We need to start being friendly in the New York City metropolitan area, other places in the world too. Of course, there's certain situations where people are just not going to get along, you know. Certain cultures don't mix. You know, this whole crap about diversity, it doesn't really work that well. It works to an extent. And we probably worked it here the best in America, but we still have our problems. And there are certain groups that just don't mix with anybody. I don't even want to mention them, but I'm sure you can figure it out. And, you know, getting along is a two-way street. Some of these weird cultures are, I don't know, backward cultures. They don't know about getting along with other people. They think that they're supposed to indoctrinate us into their system. Well, that's not how it works, especially if you come to our country and you're going to try to bring us to your third world shithole. No, we don't want to be part of that. And these people don't have the comprehension to understand getting along is a two-way street, you know? If you're not making any effort to understand our way and you want to convert us to your way, you're out of your fucking mind, period. You know? There's no other word that explains it better. You know, that's what's great about internet radio. I can say words like that, and I have to worry about some censor telling me I can't say that. You know? I mean, really? You know? I mean, it's all this crap about you can't say this, you can't call that person there, the N-word. Well, let me tell you something. Just about every white person in America said the word nigger before, okay? Doesn't mean shit, you know? And if you're offended because I just used that word, you're the one with the damn problem, pal. Because it's just a word that was used, you know? Doesn't have to be derogatory, but if you want to make an issue out of it, you're the one making an issue out of it. Okay, we can understand. All right, you don't want to be called that, so we won't call you that, okay? But we've all used that word before, and people that said they haven't, they're probably liars. But it doesn't mean anything. How about, hey, I'm a so-called white person. Don't call me whitey, you know? You can call me a sand color or something like that, because I'm not white. I'm not a piece of chalk. I'm not spilled milk on the sidewalk. Don't call me white, you know? And that's the latest thing with mass media. Everything is anti-white. So now the white people are getting persecuted for no reason at all. And we're not really white. So what the hell is this stupid conversation? And we're not Caucasian either, you know? And while we're talking about that, it's got nothing to do with race. It has to do with colors and name-calling and stuff like that, you know? I mean, you got all these the brown-colored people calling themselves black. I mean, like, as far as I know, the colors are the colors, and they're not going to change. You know, brown isn't going to become black, you know? So, like, you know, talk a real conversation, and we're not white people, you know? The Indians had probably the closest, the American Indians, of course, misquoted. They were the natural indigenous beings to the North American continent. They labeled the Europeans who came over pale faces. Now, that's reasonably acceptable, okay? And then the pale faces came up with reasonable names for the people who were from Africa. They were colored people, as if you colored them in. Well, we're all colored people in a sense. They all have different colors. But, you know, a lot of that black-white thing has, you know, has worn off its edge, and it's quickly disappearing in America. Though some people want to get on the drumbeat and still make an issue out of it, you know? And, of course, the New World Order wants to keep making an issue out of it, you know, because they want conflicts. But once you gain an understanding of what we're really talking about, you know, you look at somebody, he isn't the same color as you, okay? And so that sets up a different vibration already. I mean, the real truth isn't being talked about. Of course you're going to notice a difference, somebody's different color than you, you know? Even between tan, extremely tan people and pale faces, you know? And because every color has a vibration. So you're going to pick up that different vibration simply because a person that has a different color on their skin is going to have a different vibration coming off him. Of course, once you get to know people, that all disappears. But on the first initial observation, of course, your body's going to tell you, hey, that's somebody different. And they are, because they're vibrating a different color but from the color of their skin. You know? Now, that's talking the real conversation there. So let's just get over that. Anyhow, put your best foot forward. You go out there. You smile at people. You say hello. You're friendly. You open doors for people. You do favors for them. Somebody drops something, you pick it up for them and say, here. You know, and if they know how to respond, they'll say thank you. And it goes on and on like that. But it's important to think about it's important to understand the truth about the colors. And they're all different vibrations. So you see somebody of a different color, sure, he has a different vibration just by sight. But then when you start talking to him, then that gets put on the back burner and soon as well forgotten. And we see that our real connections is because who we really are spirit beings. And we all have a godly connection, and that's how we're all connected. You know? Of course, some people, you know, unfortunately, some people have been dealt such a shitty hand in life that they never were shown any consideration, and they're walking around with a chip on the shoulder all the time. And it's one of the great teachings of Jesus, cast not your pearls before swine, because if you throw pearls before pigs, they don't understand the value of pearls, so we'll just step on them, and we have to discern. As we're walking through life, when we want to be friendly to people and stuff, there's some animals out there that just, you're best just avoiding them, you know, because they'll snap at you no matter what they say, and we don't want any confrontations, do we? And that's a smart way to be, to avoid confrontations. So there's good things happening. If you're not aware about the med beds, coming, being brought to earth, the tachyon chambers, the healing, frequency healing, you know. People like Tesla understood that. People like Rife, who invented the Rife microscope. You know, he invented how to kill any virus over 100 years ago, but his information has been swept under the carpet and kept there by the New World Order. All this nonsense with the pharmaceutical products that the taxpayers have to pay for, and none of it was needed, you know? Hasn't been needed. In fact, as far as fake medicine goes, Big Pharma, they are the champs of fake medicine. They don't, the stuff they put out is really not medicine, the products. You know, maybe one out of 1,000 products they make has some value. But I came across an interesting cartoon, and a lot of things you'd be surprised what bits of truth are posted out there on Twitter, you know. We get to post a lot of truth out there. You just got to be careful, you know, not to say the wrong thing in the wrong way, because Twitter has its enforcement group out there just looking to cancel your account. Hey, what do you want? Accounts for free, so you can't really complain. You know, you just try to stay within reasonable guidelines, and you can put out a lot of truth there. And so I came across this cartoon from 1892 in a paper, and it was they had a snake and representing vaccines. That's it. Snake representing vaccines, and a woman and a child running away, and they were saying, you know, this is no good for you. 1892, they were hip. The doctors, the mad scientists were already trying to stay, coming up with this idea of vaccines. And then, of course, they went full force with it with the Spanish flu, so to speak, and the vaccines were the truth that's finally come out were causing. And then it was a cartoon at the early, in the early 1900s also, how to control the world. And it showed Now, we're talking about a cartoon over 100 years ago, when cartoons were just coming out, and video was in its infancy, that depicted exactly everything that's happened in this scam-demic. You know, everything in that's happened to us in the last two years was predicted in a cartoon over 100 years ago. Well, there you go. You know, there's plenty of warnings out there, but people weren't listening because the New World Order became so powerful, and they consolidated so many banks where they were holding all the money in the world. And they had eventually had enough money to bribe everyone, which they've done in the last 2 years. Every country in the world is bribed. And that's why people are being literally coerced into taking poisonous vaccines. So, if you were listening tonight, a lot of important information got revealed. Hey, tomorrow's a sunny day, hopefully. I've got a song out there on YouTube.com. It's called "This Is Your Sunny Day." View it, you know. Probably can find all of them, you know, on YouTube. Tom Edison, the Tom Edison channel. Or I always tell people, start with my Subway Fantasy because it's a rock and roll documentary, and I got three of them out there. And I've got The Earth, She Loves You, another great song. You know, that's what I do with great things. I'm a songwriter, singer-songwriter, and I put a lot of important philosophical messages into my songs. And check it out. I got 25 of them out there on YouTube. And, of course, I got two albums out there on CD Baby. You know, Google my name with CD Baby. The two albums should show up. Songs Better Than Dylan and American Party Songs. That's a total of 35 songs. Hey, I actually can get a little kickback money by you just listening to the songs, believe it or not. Sure, I'll take those nickels and dimes. Anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show. It's going to end with the music. If it's set in place correctly, you're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? Of course I am. And, of course, I got a video out there for it, too, a music video on YouTube. Are You the Party in Kind? P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N. Kind. Just like I said it, Are You the Party in Kind? And that's followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. I got a video out there on YouTube for that. But you can listen to them here because it's the end of my show. Listen to the words. I Gotta Be Somebody. And it might be your anthem, too. It's my anthem. I Gotta Be Somebody. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, no, I was here and took my stand. Without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join down in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by. Now stop the love.